We'll pray. Hear, O Lord, our plea this day. Wipe our evil deeds away. Cleanse our hearts and minds that we heed thy word and worship thee. Amen. For the newcomers here who don't know me, my name is John Pfeiffer, a retired professor. Today we're going to hear some Greek. There are two words for love in the Greek. You're probably familiar with agape love, and then there's philos, or phileo, the verb. You might recognize the word phileo in the name Philadelphia. That is a Greek word, Philadelphia. It is named William Penn adopted for the city of Philadelphia. He wanted it to be the city of brotherly love. In our text that I'll be reading, it is translated brotherly kindness, but oftentimes it is also translated brotherly love. So with the help of the Holy Spirit, we'll look at these two words and see how they apply in our lives. 2 Peter 1, verses 4 to 7 reads, "To us has been given exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love." So here we're told to add agape love to philos love. Add love to brotherly love. What we see here then is that agape is superior to philos. So let me ask you, what would you rather hear from a fellow student? "I love you," or "I like you"? I suppose it depends on whether it's a girlfriend or a boyfriend. If it is a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you probably would like to hear, "I love you." And the same holds for parents. As for friends, and sometimes philos is translated friend, as for friends in general, we might prefer to hear them say, "I like you." So let's try to understand these terms. Our text reveals that, as I said, agape is superior to philos. So agape is something we add on top of Philadelphia. It could be, Philadelphia could, or philos could be translated like. "I like you." It's probably not the best translation, but it's the one I'm going to go with right now. What we usually mean by that is that person has characteristics that we admire. We appreciate the way he talks, the way he acts. So we regard him rather highly because of what he is. Now, of course, liking somebody usually means that his characteristics kind of fall in line with yours. They're to your liking. So if you appreciate athleticism, you're probably going to like somebody who's good at sports. If it is musicality that you appreciate, you might like someone who sings or plays an instrument well. As for agape, this is a characteristic that doesn't require appreciation of something in the other person. Love finds its origin in you. That's where it begins. Indeed, Jesus tells us that we should love our enemies who curse us, who hate us, abuse us, and persecute us. But you might ask, well, how can I love people like that? Actually, what I think you're saying is, how can I like them? You should indeed love people that you don't like. Perhaps they, more than anyone, needs your love. Think of it this way. Love is an action. Love is what you do, not just how you feel. Scripture says that love is long-suffering, kind, selfless, peaceful, good, honest, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Now, all of this comes from within. And it has nothing to do with the likability of the person that you love. That is, it has nothing to do with that except that he needs your love. You don't have to like him, but as a child of God, you love him. Now, the concept of brotherly love, philadelphia, is based on that word philos. Brotherly love is extended toward those who are brothers in the faith. So may I say it this way, you like them because of who they are, because they believe that Jesus has atoned for all their sins. So as you think of your fellow students here, and we're going to assume that every one of you believes that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, is there anyone here that you don't like? I'm thinking it's probably true. Is there anybody who has annoying characteristics? Obnoxious behavior? You may not like her, but you ought to love her. Actually, because this student is a Christian, you should like her on account of her faith. That is a characteristic that you should like in that person. And you should love her on account of your faith, because this is what you as a Christian do. Now, this school year may be filled with temptations to withhold agape love from somebody that you don't like. When that happens, you have to stop and you have to think about this. This is your brother. Whether male or female, the Bible talks about us both as brothers. Your brother in the family of God. And what is Jesus' attitude toward that person? And his attitude toward you? There was nothing likable about us that would cause God to send his son to die for us. Nothing lovable, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. So that's there you see agape love. The agape love of God reached down from heaven and paid for all your sins with the blood of his own son. He loves us so because of who he is and not who we are. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Agape. So think about it this school year as the year commences. You get to know people better. This should be a year of love. A year in which we have brotherly love, because we recognize that the other person is one with us in Christ. And it should be a year of agape love as we show our love as we exercise love by thinking, saying, and doing only good to one another. Our Savior is our example, who always has been thinking good, saying good, and doing good things for us. Hymn 235, verse 7.
The law of fulfillment.